It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
When they don't have anything relevant to offer, when they don't have anything the American people care about, when they don't have better ideas, let alone any ideas, they've got nothing to offer, and they resort to screeching. And that's what happened earlier today on the House floor with Mark Wayne Mullen, the new director of the DHS, and
Let's Stay Together,
Al Green, the representative, I guess I should say former representative, because very soon he'll be losing that seat. He didn't win the primary. From Houston, the Houston inner city area. So that happened today. Mark Wayne Mullen was gobsmacked, as was just about everybody in the committee meeting, and with good reason. And we'll get into that and take a little listen to it. We'll eavesdrop. Instead of saying, if I were a fly on the wall of that meeting room, my friend, I am going to help you be the fly on the wall of that meeting room. And Lord knows there's plenty of flies buzzing around Washington, D.C. If you've ever walked around Washington, D.C., you'll notice that. There are two distinct things. Homeless, which I think everybody has. They have a rat problem. Now, maybe they've cleaned up the rat problem. And I mean literal rats, not figurative rats. And the funny thing is you don't see them until it's garbage day and the garbage men come and pick up the garbage cans, and all these rats start scurrying around. I don't know. Maybe that goes back to colonial days. I don't get it. You'd think they'd do something about the smelly water in the reflective pool, like Trump did. And, oh, is he proud today. He held one of his impromptu press conferences in the Oval Office, and he was showing pictures and video of them starting to refill the reflected pond, the one that's been, they drained it, they ground down the concrete, they retreated the concrete, they put some more treatment on the concrete, and I believe it's a pool company from Lawton that's doing it. He didn't say Lawton, but Trump then said, he showed a picture of one of the workers, and the worker had on a shirt with an American flag on it. And Trump commented on it. Look at that guy, he says. Look at that guy. You're looking at somebody who's proud to be an American, doing some work for an American monument in the United States. You wouldn't see a liberal or a progressive wearing an American flag doing that, would you? And he came all the way from Oklahoma to do it. That's what Trump said anyway. Okay, so we got all that to chat about today, but there's plenty others coming up here on Freedom 96.9. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You can also join me via Facebook and or X profiles. Email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. And that's our website, freedom969.com. So the Superintendent of Education Forum was last night. I've got it narrowed down to two that are my favorites. I'll tell you who they are and some of the things they had to say last night at the forum. I'm not saying it was a debate because it really wasn't. It was more of a joint conference. Okay, we're going to ask this question and everybody responds to it. Usually that meant the first person they went to didn't have any time to think about it, so they had to think on their feet. Last person to answer the question has already heard all the answers from the other candidates, and so they've had time to reformulate and reinterpolate their answer. But it's a pretty good field. We've got 6 Republicans, I think 4 Democrats. And the Democrats are all saying the same thing. The Republicans are not. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. What are reporter Scott Pelley's connections to Oklahoma? Because I'm wondering if he's going to be coming back to Oklahoma since he's lost his job. You know, when you lose your job, sometimes you just want to go home. Curl up into your old twin bed and cry yourself to sleep. At least that's what I did on a number of occasions. No, I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. No. When you lose your job, the best thing you can do is just sit back and say, okay, my new job is finding a new job. That's what you do. Okay, you know what? All the things that I didn't like about that job, I've just been freed from. I've been cut loose. Cut loose of the hot air balloon and dump off some of the sandbags, and it'll go higher and higher and higher. And you, my friend, are the hot air balloon, having cut loose your sandbags. How are the attitudes changing towards the LGBTQ community? There's a new survey out that shows people's attitudes toward the community are changing. Now, immediately people are going to say, oh my God, they're going to start throwing rocks at the LGBTQ. No. That's not at all how these things are changing. But I will tell you, they're changing for the better. Now, my attitude is, and always has been, I have no problem with homosexuality. If I were born and being told all my life I'm supposed to like this one type of human being, and I don't, I like another type of human being, and I weren't allowed by the laws of society to love that human being and be with that human being, that would be a pretty miserable existence. Pretty miserable. So I don't judge. And I don't have a problem with transsexuality. If you are born in the wrong body and firmly believe it, we have wonderful surgical means by which you can alter your body to feel better about yourself. Whether that's adding a tattoo, whether that's having a breast reduction or a breast enhancement, or going full Monty, okay? But I don't believe that should be extended to people who are still going through puberty. When you're going through puberty, you have a hard time deciding what you even want to eat for supper, let alone other things. And you've got all these hormones coursing through your body to one day you're up on top of the world and you think nobody can shoot you down and you're full of optimism. And the next day you're like, oh man, I am lower than worm sweat. But one thing is changing when it comes to the attitude of the LGBTQ community, and that is the tolerance of exhibitionism. And that is what I do not like. Exhibitionism. And you know what I'm talking about. When the LGBTQ community starts waving their private parts in public places, during their parades, in the name of freedom, in the name of diversity, in the name of bravery, look how brave they are. Well, if I were to do that, or lovely wife were to do that, or if lovely wife and I were to go down to, I don't know, Scissortail Park, and mimic a sex act on one of the picnic tables, at best we'd be asked to leave, at worst we'd be arrested for indecent exposure. Yet we're supposed to hold it up as championing bravery and diversity when it's in a parade that's being sponsored by the LGBTQ community. Okay, that attitude is changing. And I'll explain coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Speaking of Mark Wayne Mullen, he also wants to change how ICE officers are trained. He doesn't think they get enough. Why are there fewer and fewer Oklahomans eating out? I will tell you, and you might be surprised at what the main reason is. And we'll also talk about Mark Wayne Mullen and Al Green, and Mark Wayne Mullen making Al Green's head explode. And you saw it all on live television, all coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. That's the conversation line, 405-608-4377. Roger writes, Lee, forget light rail. If congestion to games is the issue, use the free or heavily discounted bus services instead. Buses are flexible, scalable, and don't lock the city into decades of debt and fixing infrastructure costs. Rail is expensive, rigid, and oftentimes comes with long-term tax burdens and property impacts. Oklahoma City even had a trolley-style bus system back in the 90s that looked clean, worked well, and fit the downtown feel. And we've all seen how these big promises go. The Simpsons monorail episode pretty much sums it all up. Before we lock into a massive rail project, we should be focused on practical, flexible solutions that don't leave taxpayers holding the bill for decades. Roger, I agree with you. This all came about as some members of the City Council of Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman got a free trip out to Salt Lake City to tour how Salt Lake City is installing light rail in that city. It's being done by, I think it's called Metro One or One Metro. It's a company that does this all over the world. And after I did the story earlier this week, I immediately had a call from a gentleman who was talking about how he's lived in several cities with the One Metro systems. And he reports the same thing that we've all heard about these mass transits. Eventually, they have to be underwritten by the taxpayer because they're not making enough money on their own because too many people don't take it regularly. It can't be something that people just do on a weekend or on a game night. It's got to be something people do each and every day. You go to Washington, D.C., and you see people taking the metro, they call it there, and it's basically a subway system. And you can get anywhere in the city for $1.20, I think, maybe a little more than that. But these are people who live out in Fairfax County or out in Manassas, and they work in Washington, D.C. And traffic is so backed up in Washington, D.C., a city of probably 5 or 6 million, that it's economical, and everybody's taking the metro, and it's efficient, and it pays for itself. But that's a city of 5 million people, not a state of less than 4 million. And not enough of the people who live in Edmond work in downtown Oklahoma City. Same with Norman. A lot of these people who live in these bedroom communities to Oklahoma City live and work in that bedroom community. They don't need to commute every day. So that's why I don't think we are big enough, nor do we have enough traffic problems for a light rail to connect all of these cities. It's also one of those things that sounds nice. But, I mean, you're still going to have to drive to some sort of station to get on the train. And then where that train drops you off in Oklahoma City, we don't know yet. So you'll still have to find a way to get from wherever it drops you off to your office if you work in Oklahoma City. So there's that. And then the other thing that happens with these light rails is they end up being shelters for the homeless. If it's too cold, the homeless start crawling into the trains and just riding them in again and again and again where they can stay warm. It also ends up being a haven for pickpockets and people to be assaulted because you're locked in this car for I don't know how long.
Well, they could put security in there, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could, but they seldom do. And none of the plans that I've seen for Oklahoma City, Norman, or Edmond step up or add police coverage for security on these things. We don't have them on the streetcars. So thank you, Roger, for writing in. I think you're right about that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What some of the candidates for superintendent of education had to say last night, that primary is going to be as big and exciting as probably all the other primaries we're getting ready to deal with. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on The Drive with Lee Matthews. Hey, way to go, Tulsa, with your Route 66 celebration last weekend. They had the biggest car show and the biggest cruise down Route 66 in history. And a lot of the cars that were there were Chevrolets. Oh, there were a few Chryslers and a few Dodge, but a lot of them were Chevrolets. That's why, well, and the reason is because Chevrolet has been a staple American brand since the automobile came to America. And Frontier Auto Group has been selling Chevrolets all that time. I'm Lee Matthews, Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented business. They are still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and giving you that individual attention that you deserve when you're buying a car. Their finance department, they have access to all of the big banks, but the smaller banks, too, which sometimes are a lot easier to deal with. Sometimes a lot easier to get a better rate. And best of all, they're right here in El Reno, locally owned and operated, and they'll be here to see to you not only when you buy the car, but as you bring the car back to get serviced. So come by and see their huge selection either online at frontiermotor.net or give them a call, 405-262-3355. Yeah, they still answer their own telephone. Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Don't miss the summer savings sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk. Oklahoma trusts Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's a lot of woke white people on the left that think they know what's best for the little guy. It's called performative allyship. That's why they wanted to defund the police. Except the little guy's crime rate goes to the moon because he doesn't have a 24-hour security detail like the Congress people who wanted to defund the police. Or the gated community people in Bel Air or Beverly Hills.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Tomorrow on Firearms Friday, I'm going to be talking up the red dot sights that I'm seeing on just about every service person's pistol, whether it's the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, Secret Service, FBI, they're all going to the red dot sight. Does it really help in the long run? And is there anything different you got to do when you use a red dot sight or green dot sight, whatever it might be? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. There are seven Republicans running for the role of state superintendent. Six candidates will be featured in the debate. And that included John Cox, former Peggs Public School superintendent, Robert Franklin, an associate superintendent in Tulsa Tech, Representative Tony Hasselbeck, Deborah Herlihy, a research analyst with Southern Nazarene University, Senator Adam Pugh, and James Taylor, a teacher and pastor and singing superstar. No, not that James Taylor. William Crozier, who is also running, did not meet the threshold to qualify. So he will receive a set, or did receive a set of questions following the debate. Non-doc will publish his answers before the June 16th primary election. Of the list that I just gave you, John Cox, Robert Franklin, Tony Hasselbeck, Deborah Hurley, Adam Pugh, and James Taylor, the two that stand out to me are John Cox, the former Peggs Public School superintendent, and James Taylor, a former teacher and pastor. They both look to me to have a plan. When asked about what the biggest challenge facing the school system, John Cox said it's phonetical teaching of reading, using phonics, and basic mechanical math. Now, when he says mechanical math, he means math where 2 plus 2 equals 4, and there's no argument about it. He doesn't mean that outcome-based Bravo Sierra. Well, Tommy decided he was going to add 2 and 2, and he got 5, and we're going to ask him how and why he feels that's the best answer. No, we got rid of that. You got to know that there are absolutes in this world. They're unpleasant. I know. I don't like the absolutes that I have to deal with. You think I like walking around this world with no hair? Okay, but that's an absolute. That's the cards I was dealt, and I'm gonna play them. And 2 plus 2 is 4. And the sooner you get to understand that, the sooner you'll understand the world and be able to measure the world. So I like that out of him, and James Taylor had a lot of that too. And so you can tell they both were teachers and have seen what works and what doesn't work. But what do you think? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Dana.
Dana, in where, if anywhere?
Up Plymouth City.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Okay, so here's my thing. With, you know, kids, I know when my kids were in school, they were expected to read in first grade. Why are they waiting until the third grade to hold these kids back?
Because they might be coming from a very unfortunate circumstance where they don't have the security at home to keep them focused on what they need to be doing. And we just got to understand that. Wait a minute, Dana. I can't believe you're bringing that up. Are you a racist? All right. I'm being silly.
Not
here.
At all. I'm actually white. I'm white and I'm married to a Mexican, so
okay.
I'm far from
it. No, but you understand, I'm being absurd. I'm illustrating the absurdity by being absurd. And I'm giving you the answer. The answer has been because if they kept holding people back, pretty soon some of the inner city schools would not have anybody in sixth grade.
Okay, but you know what? I agree with you.
Don't think I'm playing devil's advocate because I disagree. I agree with you.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know my grandson is going to be starting kindergarten. He can read because we work with him at home, you know, and that's like we just had like a parent meeting, you know, about what we feel is wrong with our schools. You know, they don't let parents in the classrooms anymore. Maybe if they would encourage the parents to come back into the classroom and set an example of what's expected from their child, then maybe that might change something.
Well, that was another that was another topic that John Cox brought up and James Taylor brought up and seemed to agree. We've got to involve the parents more than we have been. And that's when I was screaming at the TV screen, but some don't allow it because the NEA and the OEA want to do things their way. Thank you very much, Dana, for calling in on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Texas now leads the nation in Fortune 500 headquarters, surpassing California as businesses continue relocating to the Lone Star State. Congress is looking into the immigration policy for San Diego Police and San Diego County Sheriff's Office.
The city and county's sanctuary rules that prevent law enforcement from working with federal immigration officials are now the subject of a congressional inquiry from the House Judiciary Committee. Both agencies, along with San Francisco, have been asked to turn over all documents and communications dating back to January 1st, 2023, about interactions with ICE, policies involving non-U.S. citizens, contact with local officials about immigration enforcement, and the number of ICE detainers received and declined the last 3.5 years. California rules prevent local law enforcement from working with immigration agents, but the city and county of San Diego have approved additional rules. I'm Jack Cronin.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police in Oklahoma City say a suspect is in custody after a brief standoff at a vacant home. Officers say the person stole a vehicle before running into the house near Southeast 47th and Sooner. Police surrounded the area and later arrested the suspect, but authorities haven't released the person's identity. No injuries have been reported, and the case continues under investigation. Authorities say a one-year-old child has died after being hit by a vehicle in Mays County. The incident happened Tuesday night in a private driveway in Pryor, with investigators saying the driver was backing up when the child was struck. The child then died from their injuries, but no other details have been released. A corrections employee in Oklahoma has been arrested after investigators say they tried to bring drugs into a prison. Authorities say Ashley O'Neill was found with marijuana, THC products, and cell phones, items all hidden in food and drink containers. She now faces charges for bringing contraband into a prison. Officials say the arrest happened in early May. No additional details have currently been released, but the case remains ongoing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
We're here talking with Stephen Smith from ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how can ICS make pool decks safer and better?
Our Pentek coatings are a game changer for pool decks. They're slip resistant for safety, UV resistant to prevent fading, and tough enough to withstand Oklahoma sun, rain, and freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, they look stunning with customizable finishes.
All right. Well, safe and stylish. That's perfect for pool parties. How quick is the installation?
We're in and out in a single day. Our coatings cure fast, so you're back to enjoying your pool by the next afternoon. There's no long disruptions.
Well, talk about convenience. So what should our listeners do to get started?
Just call for a free estimate. We'll design a pool deck that's both functional and beautiful.
Make your pool deck shine with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012. Or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
1-hour reporter Scott Pelley's connections to Oklahoma. Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be 69. Tomorrow will bring intervals of sunshine, breezy conditions, and continued humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate cloud cover increasing along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. All while humidity remains, the low will be around 70. As for Saturday, it'll feature mostly cloudy skies, high humidity, and a few showers along with a thunderstorm. The high temperature will be 80. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
We would like to hear what Adam Wyden and Jeffrey Epstein talked about. Your son's largest investment position was Rick's Cabaret. So did your son and Jeffrey Epstein talk about pole dancing as he begged him for money using your limited credibility?
That was the answer that Scott Bissent got from Senator Wyden when he asked him that question yesterday in a Senate committee meeting. Lee Matthews in The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, because Senator Wyden's son did have some involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. But since when has that mattered to some on the left, right? They're just going to do what they want to do anyway. The rules are for you, not for me. And how dare you break the rules? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you?
I'm in Edmond.
All right, sir.
I don't know if this is too off topic, but I just heard a political ad from Scott Ostro.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep hearing him say he flew combat missions hunting Soviet submarines. And I just think that's a little disingenuous because...
Yeah, that's a huge exaggeration. I mean, maybe he participated in war games where they were pretending to do that, but I don't know that they actually did it.
Well, I know we actively tracked Soviet submarines all through the Cold War, but that was not combat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just...
Yeah. These guys hire people to... political consultants and marketing people, and they sit there and they say to themselves, all right, I'm paying this guy good money. I'm not going to argue with him. I'm just going to do exactly what he says. And these marketing people come up with ways to try to image them and make them seem larger than life. I mean, I'm convinced that's why Gettner Drummond, you see plenty of pictures of him with his jet, but you don't see any pictures of him with what he wants to do as governor. And I admire him for being a member of the military and serving in the military, and I thank him for that. But that only goes so far in my book, anyway.
I agree.
Yeah. I'd much rather know what he wants to do, and I'd much rather know even what the lieutenant governor wants to do. Because, you know, I got to tell you, the lieutenant governor doesn't have as much power in Oklahoma as they do in other states. I mean, they break the tie if there is one in the Senate. But most of their time is spent going around being the cheerleader of the state. You're on the road a lot because you got to be in every county at some point or other.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9, Mike in Edmond, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I had that conversation last weekend with my my dear mom. She lives in Louisiana, and she was a Cassidy supporter. Senator Cassidy in Louisiana. And she was very upset that it seemed like Senator Cassidy was ganged up upon by a member of the House of Representatives of the House legislature in Louisiana, a female candidate who ended up Julia, I forget her last name. Anyway, she ended up beating Cassidy in the primary because Cassidy didn't pull enough votes. Well, Cassidy for a long time was a never Trumper. And I really don't think the leopard changed his spots. And I told Mom that. I said, well, he was a never-Trumper. Yeah, but he changed. I said, no, but the damage was already done. Trump already knew he could not count on this guy when the chips were down. So Trump endorsed his competitor, who has pledged faithfulness and dedication to Trump. And that's how Trump does big business. That's how he does big government. Yeah, but it just doesn't seem that this is for the people of Louisiana to decide. And I said, yes, and that's exactly what they did. It's not your fault or Cassidy's fault that people looked at what Trump had to say in endorsing his competitor and decided, you know what, I feel better about that choice than sending Cassidy back. That's the will of the people. 4056, and all this arguing back and forth, and I was like, I'm sorry, this is the way government is, and a government has always been. You just didn't see it because we didn't have 24/7 cameras pointing in the faces of everybody. If a backroom deal was made in 1843-45 in the Congress, you wouldn't know about it. You would know that they voted on a certain issue, but you wouldn't have heard how that issue came to be. And lobbying has always been a part of the mix. I don't necessarily have a problem with lobbying. I think lobbyists are getting paid too much by the people that they are supposed to be serving, the special interest groups they're supposed to be serving, but that's part of the free enterprise system to me. And no, I don't like it when lobbyists start spending lots of money on politicians, but they can only spend so much. 405-608-4377. I mean, in my own industry, the record business used to be like that.
Yeah, I know, Lee. They called it payola.
No, I mean, it went beyond payola. When the payola laws came out, that just meant you couldn't pay cash. Now, if they were having a convention down in the Bahamas, in Nassau, and they wanted you to go down and listen to this new group perform and then commit to playing that record on your radio station, well, that went on all the way into the 2000s. If you wanted to, and we even did this, we wanted to premiere the new Star Wars movie and do a sneak peek preview when Return of the Jedi came out. And we were able to get a record company to buy all the tickets to that theater and then pay the theater staff to stay up and man the theater so that we could have this sneak preview late at night, midnight on a Thursday. And it was a huge hit. And there was nothing illegal about it. We were able to give away tickets to this movie that people wanted to see. They could still buy, and that's when the theater was happy because they were full and they were selling concessions, and that's where they make their money. But then word got out from the governor of New York. Actually, this is what I heard went down. The governor of New York wanted to treat one of the people who worked for him, who just so happened to be female and attractive. He wanted to treat her to tickets to a certain concert. I don't know if it was Bruce Springsteen or one of those. I don't know. Maybe it was Britney Spears. Anyway, he pulled some strings and he got some tickets to Britney Spears. And he went to go give them to her, hoping she would reciprocate with lavish praise. And she said, oh, thank you, sir, but I've already got front row seats from my friend so-and-so who works in radio. They get all these great goodies. Oh, that made him mad. And he immediately, you know what? It wasn't the governor. He wasn't governor yet. He was attorney general of governor of the state of New York. He launched an investigation and immediately started shutting it down. So now the best that the record companies can do is maybe send you a free copy of the record.
Okay, guys, can you play this, please?
405. Oh, they're not even records anymore. I still call them that, but you understand what I'm saying. The MP3 file of the whole thing. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Edgar writes, Lee, I'm retired military. As such, I have lived in a lot of different places, from Houston to Portland to San Diego. All of them had one thing in common. All of them had mass transit owned and installed by the company that wants to come to Oklahoma. One Transit, I think it's called. I think they are a company based out of Scotland. They make the same promises in every city. It'll pay for itself in 10 years. It'll eliminate traffic problems. It'll make it safer and faster to travel around the city. All of them huge exaggerations. In each city and every city that I have lived, they have the same problems. There was far more expensive to install and operate it than predicted. They never had enough security. The only people who rode on it were the unsavory characters, homeless and drug addicts. And the city was constantly having to underwrite the existence of the light rail because it wasn't paying for itself. And the only time it cut down on traffic was during a sporting event when more people would ride it. I say a big fat no. We'd like to pretend we are a city with big city problems and big city traffic and big city crime, but we're not as big as Portland, and Portland didn't need it. Edgar, that's what I've seen in a lot of cities. DFW, if you, let's say you lived and worked in Plano, and DFW had its light rail, DART. Well, DART would only come if that particular city built the infrastructure. So a lot of cities did build the infrastructure, and the DART light rail goes out to those cities, those suburbs, and a lot of them didn't. I don't think the DART goes to Garland, because Garland was unwilling to pay for it. Rockwall the same. Mesquite the same. Well, Mesquite couldn't afford it. Anyway, that's how they handled it. But that's another reason why. They weren't going to fork over all of this money on infrastructure to something that only a very small faction of the people actually ride. And that's Dallas. What is Dallas? Fourth or fifth largest city in the United States in terms of population? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. I see that four Oklahomans have filed an appeal to overturn the Secretary of State's rejection of State Question 836. State Question 836 is the measure that would open our primaries. The state question proposed putting all candidates on one ballot, allowing a registered voters to participate regardless of any party affiliation. Basically, it would be a California-style, what they call a jungle primary. Secretary of State's office announced in March that advocates did not gather the required 172,000 valid signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Officials with the Vote Yes on 836 campaign said they submitted more than 200,000 signatures. The June 1 filing names Kenneth Setter, Anthony Stobe, Ross Schwimmer, and most notably Oklahoma Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne as the people behind the appeal or objecting signatories. I'm really disappointed in Leslie Osborne. If she was our labor commissioner, it's a good thing she's terming out because I wouldn't vote for her. Anyway, according to the appeal, Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak rejected 57,000 signatures because it did not match four out of the five required data points to verify the signer's voter status, meaning only 142,000 signatures were qualified. The objection argues that he refused to provide evidence of why he rejected the signatures, which puts the unconstitutional burden on advocates to prove its accuracy. The objection also questioned Lepak's accuracy when rejecting signatures, arguing that his use of machine processing may not have correctly read the handwritten forms. If the signing party writes or prints legibly, the machine cannot read it. If a letter or number or a single box of the data point cannot read the secretary's process, the data point was rejected. And that's the way it works. The appeal asked the Oklahoma Supreme Court to declare the submitted signatures as sufficient and to put State Question 836 up for a vote in the next general election. Oh, you mean you want the Supreme Court to undo what the Secretary of State's office has done? By the way, I don't know if you knew this, but they changed the rule in between when State Question 832 was circulating and State Question 836. It used to be you had to come up with about 200,000 signatures, period. It didn't matter where they came from. So, of course, these organizations would go to the Tulsa State Fair and the Oklahoma State Fair, and they would get their signatures pretty easily. Now, a certain percentage of those signatures has to come from each and every county. It can't just be an Oklahoma County or Tulsa County initiative. So I don't know if these people who are trying to appeal this have taken that into account. Probably if they have, they've quickly dismissed it because they're trying to get this done. And they're getting paid a lot of money to get it done. by an outside source who wants to make our primaries jungle primaries. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Scott Pelley has Oklahoma roots. Is he going to come crying home now that he has no job? I doubt it. He's got a pretty big ego. He doesn't, and he makes enough money where he can probably live comfortably without a standard income for a good while. But we will get into what his roots in Oklahoma are. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Your calls to 405-608-4377. Show me anybody over the age of 40 who doesn't have an ache or a pain, and I will show you a liar. It's just a matter of fact. As we get older, we start getting these aches and these pains, and we want to deal with them. And the best way to deal with them is to do it with the Medicare you have coming to you. Are you eligible for Medicare? Well, if you are, born in 1961, or you're getting all these pestering phone calls, texts, and emails, you are. It's Lee Matthews. I can make your life a lot easier with the new Medicare by making one phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Eunice Corey or one of her professionals will come out, have either tea or coffee or even some lunch with you, if you like, and talk things over with you and come up with a plan with you that will work especially for you. The government doesn't make it easy, but that's where Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in with Eunice Corey, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's back for employee pricing for everyone. On every new Ford. That means you qualify for the same low price a Ford employee would pay for your new Ford. And that's any new Ford. Don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and find out what we mean when we say we'll beat any deal regardless. We mean from Woodward, Oklahoma to Fort Smith, Arkansas. From Wichita, Kansas to Wichita Falls, Texas. We'll beat any deal, no matter where it's from, regardless. But here's one that most dealers can't beat. Employee pricing. Pricing for everyone. You pay what we pay and not one penny more. It's available right now at Stevens Ford, but Stevens Ford takes it a step further. Just bring us a certified offer from any dealer on a new Ford and we'll beat it. Ford Employee Pricing. American value for American values. And remember, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom's First News.
Hi, this is Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's First Responder Friday. What local police are seeing in terms of crime and what you need to know. Plus your dad joke of the day and your calls and comments. It all happens Friday morning starting at 7 a.m. on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
artificially intelligence generated meme of the day. It's a video of Donald Trump standing beside a big tanker truck with a hose squirting water into the newly refurbished reflective pond of Washington, D.C. And across the side of the tanker truck are the words, liberal tears. Filling up the reflective pool with liberal tears on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Simone said, Lee, I heard your show where people were talking about and complaining about upcoming data centers. They need to put them all on the northeast side of town. Everyone keeps pushing development toward Edmond, but we're closer to the infrastructure and already have open land there. We need jobs in that part of the city, too. If you build there, investors will follow, and the grocery stores we actually need will come, too. Simone, I know there's been a big argument about the food desert that is in that part of town and that a homeland was trying to open up and could only operate for about a year. And now somebody else is going to take over that and try to make a go of it. But, yeah, it's a situation, I know. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton will plead guilty to retaining classified information. And that happened earlier this afternoon. Authorities raided his home in August of last year, and he was only officially indicted in October. The indictment charged Bolton with both transmission and retention of classified information. Now, before you go and say, well, that's just like Trump. No, Trump had seating charts from some of his estate dinners, And yes, at one point they were classified, but then they were declassified after the dinner was over. And he is Trump is storing them for use in his presidential library. John Bolton would have had no reason to have his hot little hands on this information. He's now expected to accept a plea deal with the federal authorities, pleading guilty to a single count of retention of classified information. Under the deal, he would be fined $2.25 million and could avoid serving any prison time. He faces a maximum of 5 years in prison, and ultimately the sentence will be imposed by the judge. So the documents, according to the indictment, reveal intelligence about the future attacks by the adversarial group in another country. A liaison partner sharing sensitive information with the U.S. intelligence community, intelligence that the foreign adversary was planning a missile launch in the future, and a litany of other top secret information. Bolton served as Trump's White House national security advisor during his first administration. He also was a pundit on Fox News for a long time. And a source familiar with the earlier stages of the investigation said that CIA Director John Ratcliffe provided with the limited access to U.S. intelligence, then that served as the basis for the search warrant. Nope, it wasn't a FISA warrant. It wasn't one that was made up. It wasn't a, hey, let's go get this guy. It was legitimate. Otherwise, I don't think he would have pled guilty. He knew that this was a pretty good deal. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Norman police have new tools to help fight credit card fraud. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. New Jersey Governor Mike Sherrill says she was denied access to an ICE detention center in Newark for a second time.
Sherrill says she met with relatives this week of migrants being held at Delaney Hall, and they described to her unsafe and inhumane conditions inside. This comes right after New Jersey filed a lawsuit this week seeking full access to the facility for health inspections. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen denies accusations of inhumane conditions and accuses protesters of attacking ICE personnel.
Delaney Hall, I've had officers bit, hit, scratched. We had one get threatened they were going to kill him and his family.
Sherrill and other New Jersey Democrats are trying to get Delaney Hall shut down. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
President Trump is ending civil service protections for some 8,000 high-ranking federal employees.
An executive order signed Wednesday makes the staffers at-will employees, meaning they can be fired for any reason. They include senior policy directors, advisors, and several with significant involvement in regulations and deciding who gets federal grants. Critics of the move argue it erodes the barriers protecting federal civil servants from political pressure. Office of Personnel Management Director Scott Cooper had a different take, calling it a restoration of the democratic process that promotes accountability. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A flesh-eating parasite believed to be eradicated in the U.S. decades ago is back.
The flesh-eating New World screwworm is putting agricultural officials on alert in South Texas. The parasite burrows into the flesh of living animals and was eradicated 60 years ago. The USDA confirms that screwworm has been found in a three-week-old calf in South Texas. State and federal officials say they are working to contain and eradicate the infestation. They're enforcing quarantines in Zavala County, where the parasite was found about 50 miles from the Mexican border. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
President Trump says the
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A man has died days after a shooting in Oklahoma City. Police say Frijon Everson was found with a gunshot wound on May 31st, later dying from his injuries on June 2nd. No arrests in this particular case have been made so far, but investigators continue asking the public to come forward with any additional information on the case. It's being treated as a homicide, and the investigation continues. Police in Norman now have new tools to help fight credit card fraud. Officials say new devices will allow officers to detect skimming devices at gas pumps, ATMs, and stores. The equipment was recently donated by a community group, and police say that'll help them respond to fraud trends and prevent theft moving forward. Businesses can also request inspections, and officials say the goal is to increase public safety and protect personal data. A new survey shows many Oklahomans are cutting back on spending as prices continue rising, with more than 70% of people surveyed saying they're eating out less or skipping takeout meals. Economic leaders say rising costs are forcing families to rethink spending, with national data showing similar trends across the country. The outlook is reflective of concern about the current cost of living. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 6th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Attitudes towards the LGBTQ community are changing, and I'll tell you how.
as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be 69. Tomorrow will bring intervals of sunshine, breezy conditions, and continued humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate cloud cover increasing along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. All while humidity remains, the low will be around 70. As for Saturday, it'll feature mostly cloudy skies, high humidity, and a few showers along with a thunderstorm. The high temperature will be 80. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
One of the things that happened recently was the candidates for superintendent of education had a forum and the interesting things they had to say about that. I was paying attention, and of the seven on the Republican side, and I didn't watch the Democrat side because I know exactly what they're going to say. We're not spending enough. We're not spending enough. We're not spending enough. We need more money, more money, more money. But of those that are in the primary, there's seven Republicans that want the job. John Cox, Robert Franklin, Representative Tony Hassenbach, Deborah Herlihy, who is a research analyst at Southern Nazarene, Senator Adam Pugh, and James Taylor, a teacher and pastor. William Crozier, too. John Cox and James Taylor were the ones that impressed me the most. They were the ones that were saying often, and more often than the others, we need to get back to the basics. Reading needs to be taught phonetically, using phonics. Here are the letters. Here's the sound the letters make. Now let's start building words. When you see these letters and know the sound that these letters make, you can sound out the words yourself. And I'm not going to sit here and say, well, that's the way I learned, that's the way it is. No, it's been proven to be the way that works. Well, when did they get away from that? They got away from that during that outcome-based education, Bravo Sierra, where they were, okay, instead of having the kids sound out the letter C-A-T, because as we all know, a C and a K can all make the same sound, and that's just too confusing. We're going to show them a picture of a cat, and then the word cat, and then the picture of the cat, and then the word cat, and we're going to try to get them to memorize what the symbol of the cat is and how that corresponds to the word. All right. Is that going to work with words like Tyrannosaurus Rex, Stegosaurus, Rhinoceros, Endoplasmic Reticulum? Yeah, okay. If you've ever studied a foreign language, that's where you start. You start with the alphabet and what all those letters, the sound all those letters make and stand for in that language. By and large, it's the same as English, but then there's some differences, and you need to know what those differences are, and you need to be able to recognize them in words so that you can sound them out. And it really, truly is it's a humbling experience studying a foreign language, because you're going into a situation where you don't know how to speak. You don't know what the words are. It's like being a baby again and starting all over. Anyway, so those were the two that impressed me. I don't know if you watched it or paid attention to it, but who you got in the primary race for superintendent of education? Let's see. John Bolton pled guilty earlier today. And Scott Pelley, who we've heard a lot about since his dismissal from CBS, actually has Oklahoma roots. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. And how our attitudes are changing as a nation when it comes to the LGBTQ community. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hey, it's supposed to be hot at summer. Don't you know? That's why we have summer. One of the things I love about living here is that we've got four seasons. Well, now that we're in the midst of the summer heat, things are getting hotter at H&H Shooting Sports when it comes to savings. I'm Lee Matthews. Head down to H&H Shooting Sports right now and get the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. The package includes the gun itself, a 9mm pistol, four magazines, because most shots is more better, and a range bag, plus a Green Dot Optic. You know why? Because you're probably going to go to Green Dot Optics anyway. Everybody seems to be. The whole package is just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, only $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol with a purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. All at H&H Shooting Sports, and a chance to shoot that new toy in the range with you and a friend after you make the purchase at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized three straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2020.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 69, partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high of 89, low of 70 tomorrow night, into Saturday, 80% chance of rain, high of 79, Sunday, 40% chance of rain, high of 83, 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive, 405-608-4377. So with all the rain, it's going to be a good weekend to change out your dishwasher. That's what I'm going to have to do. We are in the midst of a dishwasher emergency in the Matthews Mansion. So I think I'm going to be changing out dishwashers. I'm getting good at it. I could write a handbook on it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lisa is in Norman. Thank you for hanging on.
No problem.
What's on your mind?
Well, you were speaking about the DART rail in... There is a location in Garland. It's at Forest Lane between Miller and Jupiter Road.
Okay.
And it is a DART rail connect. So you can get on the DART rail there. Yeah. It was like maybe in the last 10 years.
Okay. But they didn't initially have
did not. And the commuters threw a fit. they got it voted in, and, of course, they had to pay for it. But
yeah. Well, you know, Garland these days, Garland is nothing but apartment complexes and storage facilities. It is incredible how many apartment complexes in the north and the eastern side of Garland have just popped right up out of nowhere.
That's why I no longer live there. They have too many people and no places to park. Mm-hmm. The traffic is jammed up no matter where you are in the town. It's absolutely a nightmare, and they're adding more to it and more to it. And we're like, does somebody say pump the brakes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the lovely wife and I were driving on the George Bush Turnpike through Garland, and she was like, look at all these apartment complexes going up. And I said, yeah, and even more interesting, right smack dab next to the apartment complexes is are these storage facilities going up? And then the lovely wife said, well, you got to keep your stuff somewhere. I said, yeah.
Yes. You know, when you move out of those apartments, you got to pack it in somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they would build housing and basically for the employment in the area, there's no housing there. There's only apartments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's terrible. I moved out of there, and I couldn't be gladder that I'm in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a business owner here.
So are you?
And I love it. I love the people here.
Are you in agreement with what I was talking about when it comes to the possibility of there being a light rail to connect Edmond to Oklahoma City to Norman?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the traffic flow would be lightened. I believe it's a need. It's just crazy to think that it couldn't be better than what it is. It's horrible going over that direction.
Mm-hmm.
On the freeways. So I believe it would lighten the load some.
And I'm also of the belief that, I know Plano. I don't know about McKinney. I don't know about Frisco, if they all have Dart Line. I know Plano does because I've seen it.
Plano does. I'm not sure about Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in construction when I was in Texas for mm-hmm. 32 years, and our builders were building houses out in Frisco, so I've worked in most of those houses going up.
Or Carrollton. I don't know about Carrollton.
Anyway, I'm not sure about transportation through that area. It's considered a richer district, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think they thumbed their nose at having any type of public.
Oh, then where will we park the Beamer? I'm not going to park my BMW in a commuter train parking garage.
Right. So, yes, I'm not sure how that went over. I've not been a part of that community for since 2007.
Yeah.
The
apartment complexes, you can blame that on COVID, because COVID put a halt to a lot of building materials when it came to homes. And so the realtors then began speculating, okay, if we build a bunch of apartments, we can sell those, or we can lease those, and that way we can keep the construction going. And there they were, popping right up.
Oh my gosh. Downtown Garland is, it's overwhelming how many apartment complexes have been built in there.
Yeah.
The water, the electricity, everything has been, you know, taxed.
Mm-hmm.
As far as usage, there's no place to park, and traffic is always just, it takes you 20 minutes to get a mile down the road.
No, lovely wife and I, lovely wife's sister lives in Rockwall, and so we go down there quite often, but I tell lovely wife, I said, we got to get up early, because even on a Saturday, that traffic is going to be bad.
It's always awful. About, you know, 12 to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
is your sweet spot, and that's about it.
Sunday anyway, mornings aren't too
I'm
bad.
I'm a great listener. Great, I listen in every day and appreciate you. I love your show.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and I'm glad you're listening, and thanks for your testimony on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Opinions changing about the LGBTQ community on Freedom 96.9. That coming up. We sure are lucky enough to have a lot of Route 66 heritage attached to our state, and as such, we, I think, have the most remaining paved Route 66 original road than any other state. And on that paved version of Route 66 is also a fantastic dealer to sell you a new car to drive on Route 66. Frontier Auto Group, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they are a big dealership because they're dealing with all those Detroit wonderful vehicles that come out of Chrysler and Dodge and Jeep and Ram, also Chevrolet. But they have maintained their small hometown feel, where these are the same people you're going to see in church. These are the same people that you're going to see at the T-ball games and so on. And, in fact, a lot of them all work together and know each other because that's exactly what they see at Frontier Auto Group. A family affair, a family kind of, well, I don't want to say too much family affair because it's not like one of these families here. You know what I'm talking about? They do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. Frontier Auto Group. Owned locally and operated locally on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno. Short drive from Oklahoma City and anywhere you are. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Don't miss the summer savings sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. 4 magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, anchor weather forecast. It's going to be a wet weekend. Partly cloudy tonight, low 69. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 89. Tomorrow night, 70, the low. Into Saturday, 80% chance of rain. Sunday, 40% chance of rain. High on Saturday, 79. High on Sunday, 83. It's 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Any of the candidates for superintendent of education float your boat, or have you been impressed about anything they've said lately or done? Scott Pelley has Oklahoma roots. We're going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Should we be ashamed? He's the 60-minute reporter who basically committed professional suicide when he refused to get along with his new boss. More on that coming up. And a new Gallup poll reveals that Americans support LGBTQ issues has plateaued and begun to slide backwards, with fewer Americans favoring same-sex marriage or viewing gay relationships as morally acceptable. The survey released yesterday finds while a majority of Americans, 65%, still support legal same-sex marriage, that figure has dropped 6 percentage points from its peak in 2022 and 2023. My thing? The word marriage. I don't have a problem with two people forming a legal union in which they can build a stable, constructive, mutually agreed upon relationship. The world is too big and competition for survival is too great for you to make your way in this world completely alone. So that's why I don't have a problem with unions. I do have a problem with the word marriage because the word marriage means one man, one woman. So when my niece announced that she wanted to marry her girlfriend of 4 years, I didn't gripe. I didn't complain because I'm glad she's found someone with whom she wants to build a mature, stable, financial, because that enters into it, and mutually supportive relationship. Exclusive mutually supportive relationship. And they had a little ceremony, and they asked me to do the toast, and I did the toast, and everybody's happy. I refer to them as partners. But then again, I refer to lovely wife and I as partners in life, because we are. And that's what that type of union is. I just don't call it marriage, because marriage is between one man and one woman. The word has a definition. We cannot go down that road of newspeak from 1984 where, well, yeah, it used to mean that, but it means this now. Now, that works when you're talking about an inference, but not a meaning. I'll give you an example. The term make love, it used to be an inference of hugging and kissing. Now it's an inference of sex. But the two words together, however you look at it, the meaning of those two words together has not changed. Anyway, support for the rainbow flag aloft. As a new polling indicates, U.S. public opinion on LGBTQ issues has begun to edge downward. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because it's been stuck in our face by activists, and it's been made as honorable as the American flag, which it isn't. The American flag represents a country that was founded out of the people. The rainbow flag is a sexual preference. Okay? Big difference. Public acceptance of gender transition has experienced an even steeper decline. And I'll tell you why that is. It's been stuck in our face that if you don't support it, you are somehow oppressing a minority of people. I don't support it for persons under the age of 18. I've talked to people who are trans. I've had people who are trans call this program and say, yeah, I did not trans until after I finished puberty, but I wished I had been able to go back and do that because my voice will never, this was a man who had transitioned to a woman, and he said, my voice will never be higher than it is now. And if I'd done it before puberty, it would have been. And I said, I know that, but a lot of your other organs would not be as manipulatable as they are after puberty because you wouldn't have started developing yet. That's the problem. The trans surgery involves a reorganization of your plumbing. And you want to wait till that plumbing is finished developing before you start reorganizing it. The partisan shift is clearly seen on attitudes toward same-sex marriage. Among Republicans, support for the legal same-sex marriage has plummeted to 37%, down from 55%. Independents, who also saw a 6-point drop of 67%, while Democrats have a steady 87%. Similar pattern emerged on views of morality and same-sex marriages. Among Republicans, acceptance fell 21 points, 35 points, blah, blah, blah. I don't even argue the morality issue because I'm not going to convince you that it's moral and you're not going to convince me that it's immoral. I still look at what a mature, mutually supportive relationship, and the benefits of that mutually supportive relationship and what they bring to the inhabitants of that relationship. And that's what I focus my attention on. But what do you think? 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Authorities in Fairfield, California are investigating a shooting that erupted during a high school graduation event Wednesday evening. Police say an 18-year-old student was killed and three others, including an 11-year-old child, were wounded. The incident happened during a ceremony for Semyedo High School held at Fairfield High School. Investigators have not released information about the suspect and say the investigation remains active. Elon Musk is one step closer to becoming the world's first trillionaire, with SpaceX announcing the largest IPO of all time.
Musk's company announced today a fixed price of $135 per share ahead of officially marketing its initial public offering, which is set for June 12th. That would make SpaceX valued at $1.7 trillion, making it the seventh biggest company in the U.S. by market cap. I'm Lisa Carton.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A man has died days after a shooting in Oklahoma City. Police say Freeshon Everson was found with a gunshot wound on May 31st, later dying from his injuries on June 2nd. No arrests in this particular case have been made so far, but investigators continue asking the public to come forward with any additional information on the case. It's being treated as a homicide, and the investigation continues. Police in Norman now have new tools to help fight credit card fraud. Officials say new devices will allow officers to detect skimming devices at gas pumps, ATMs, and stores. The equipment was recently donated by a community group, and police say that'll help them respond to fraud trends and prevent theft moving forward. Businesses can also request inspections, and officials say the goal is to increase public safety and protect personal data. A new survey shows many Oklahomans are cutting back on spending as prices continue rising, with more than 70% of people surveyed saying they're eating out less or skipping takeout meals. Economic leaders say rising costs are forcing families to rethink spending, with national data showing similar trends across the country. The outlook is reflective of concern about the current cost of living. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just out of the sun.
Markham's Nursery.
just add the sun.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain, whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica. You deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
DHS Director Mark Wayne Mullen wants to change how ICE officers are trained. I'll tell you why and how as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be 69. Tomorrow will bring intervals of sunshine, breezy conditions, and continued humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate cloud cover increasing along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. All while humidity remains, the low will be around 70. As for Saturday, it'll feature mostly cloudy skies, high humidity, and a few showers along with a thunderstorm. The high temperature will be 80. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Racist, Mr. Secretary, would do what happened to Rudy.
Are you calling me a racist?
A racist.
I'm asking a question.
Reclaiming my time, asking to shut up.
That's a pretty...
Shut up. It's my time.
I'm not going to let anybody call me a racist, Chairman.
That was an exchange earlier today between Mark Wayne Mullen and...
Let's stay together.
Al Green, the representative from Houston. Lame duck representative from a Houston district that is very soon to be no more because it was redrawn. And be that as it may, he has lost his own primary. I think even the people of his own district are sick of him and his tactics, his outrage. Everything is an outrage. Everything is a travesty. And everybody's racist. Everybody. And he was trying to make it seem like he didn't call Mark Wayne Mullen a racist. He was trying to make it seem like the work that DHS does, particularly when it comes to ICE, is racist. Along those lines, there's a group of Democrats that are in tears because the percentages of people who are being rounded up by ICE to be deported are not white. Anyway, that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. So any of the candidates for the superintendent of education's position, light your fire? And what do you think of the changing attitudes when it comes to the LGBTQ community, the LGBTQ movement? I am not surprised by these statistics whatsoever. Now, none of the statistics say that people are completely hating the LGBTQ movement. It's just support for that movement has backed off quite a bit. And I'll tell you why. It's because we've had it stuck in our face. If you don't agree with my lifestyle, you're bad. If you don't agree, if you don't stand up and celebrate our bravery as a group of people with a certain sexual preference, well, then you're wrong. We are a minority of people who are being discriminated against, and that's not the case anymore. It was the case. Do you remember 1970s and early 80s television? When storylines were just starting to talk about homosexuality? And when they did, the person who was homosexual was either a psychopathic murderer or an outlandish drag queen. And that you don't see that anymore. You're seeing plenty of portrayals of people who'd have different sexual preferences than heterosexuality being being shown in a positive light. The same with different races. And for groups of people who, that's how they've been making their livelihood, that's how they've been making their money, that's how they've been getting their government grants, they can't have that. So they have to keep that oppression alive. And that's why people's opinions are changing. It's not that they don't support LGBTQ. It's just, okay, you know what? If you want to fly the LGBTQ flag, that's fine, but you're not going to put it above or at the same level of the American flag. That's the rule. Nobody's stopping you from flying it. Nobody's stopping you from expressing yourself. Nobody's stopping you from being who you are. But it's not an accomplishment. And that's what gets me going about pride parades. It's not an accomplishment to discover that you have a certain sexual preference. It's like saying, hey, I bought a blue car. Hey, everybody, look at me. I bought a blue car. Wasn't that brave of me? I had so many other choices I could have made, but I made the blue car choice. Let's have a parade. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Coming up, why are fewer and fewer Oklahomans eating out? And more on Mark Wayne Mullen, who wants to change how ICE officers are trained. Coming up on Freedom 96.9. A couple of things are here to stay, and we're not going to be able to do a lot about it. One of them is artificial intelligence, okay? It's here to stay, so you may as well get used to it. You don't have to use it if you don't want, but at least understand what it's doing. The other thing is Medicare. Medicare is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So you may as well grab these benefits you have coming to you when you are of age to do so. Like if you were born in 1961. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet I can also predict something else about what's going on in your life right now. You're getting a lot of phone calls or texts or emails from people trying to get you to sign up with Medicare. Don't answer those calls. Make this call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They'll pick up the phone, make an appointment with you one-on-one, and come up with the best deal, the best way you can get into Medicare and stay there and fill in the blanks along the way. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act. To require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill Penis Enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, partly cloudy, low tonight 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high 89. Tomorrow night's low 70. Into Saturday, 80% chance of rain, high of 79. Sunday, 40% chance of rain, high 83. 89 right now at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. David writes, Lee, I never had a chance to hear who you were voting for governor and why. I want to know your thoughts. I can't really trust any ads. Then here is my thought on the Minimum Wage Act. My view on State Question 832. I do not have a degree in economics, but I am not ignorant like people we have in office at the state capitol either. If this passes, it'll only help these people making minimum wage for a very short time. Companies are not going to cut their profit margins just to satisfy the minimum wage. They will raise the prices of goods to make up for the margins and then pay to the employees. So to give an extra $8 an hour, they will have to raise their goods by $16. Not only will they pay more in wages, but more in taxes. And once the cost of goods goes up because of this, they will be back where they started within a year. Cost of living will drastically change. The work I do, I'm not going to change my class status if it passes. I'm going to raise my labor rates by $25. That'll get passed down to everyone else. Any smart person would figure that out. Everything will go up. Well, David, you are right. Prices will go up. But what also will happen is, if prices go up too much for a small business, it won't stay in business. Because a little store selling a widget for $4, and now they have to pay the person who is restocking that shelf instead of $7.25 an hour, $15, where they're going to raise the price of that item so that they can cover that cost, just like you described. Meanwhile, the big box store down the street, who doesn't have nearly the overhead that the mom and pop does, and actually has fewer employees because they're doing things with AI and automation, won't have to raise that price that much. And people will then start going and shopping at the big box store. So small business is the first item on the food chain when it comes to who will benefit and who will not benefit. Then let's talk about the big box stores. They will use more automation and they will hire fewer people because the cost of actual live bodies will go up. This is not something we need in the marketplace as artificial intelligence is starting to take over. We need to find ways for artificial intelligence to make our jobs easier and to make our operations more efficient. But what is happening is large corporations, hedge funds, what have you, are only seeing it from the perspective of how can we get rid of live bodies and not have to have so much overhead. And when they say get rid of live bodies, it's not just the salary. It's the salary, it's the benefits, it's the unemployment that they have to pay. So that will all be affected too. All these people who are saying we need to raise the minimum wage, we need to raise minimum wage, they don't think about all of those other things that the employer has to pay for. It doesn't occur to them. They're just being big, bad, mean old businessmen. No, they're not. They're trying to stay in business. And the same with the argument of, well, some places already pay $15 an hour. Well, yeah, that's fine because they've got a smooth operation going on. I use Chick-fil-A as an example. But Chick-fil-A's business model depends on people processing those chicken sandwiches and all the things that come with them quickly, efficiently, and correctly. Because they can't have a bunch of food sent back that goes to waste. That also costs them money. So if anything, Chick-fil-A is using artificial intelligence to integrate with their app so when you place your order, the order is correct and there's no questioning of the order. And the indication of the order to the person putting the meal together is more clear than if someone had actually told them. It's all printed out for them. And then you have enough people who are getting these meals out to people so that they're piping hot. And by the time you get them home, they're still piping hot. You see the efficiency equation here. Now, raise the minimum wage? Okay, yeah, let's talk about it. What will the market allow? Will the market, we're at $7.25 in Oklahoma. Will the market allow $8.25? Probably so. Will the market allow $15.25? No. Not in and in 2 years when it's supposed to happen? Not, no. That will not. So that's why the no vote on 832, state question 832, it is a no vote, and it should be a no vote. And David, you've got a pretty good handle on it. It's not as complicated as people are making it out to be. Economics is not as complicated as people are making it out to be. Some of the things that go along with economics, like trading and annuities and IRA versus 401k, that kind of thing, those can get a little dicey. But that's why you need someone like my good friend Michael McGuire to help you out with that. And the other thing that I'm learning that isn't as complicated as people think it is, fly fishing. Lovely wife, as a present to me for my birthday, got me fly fishing lessons. And I went out with a guide to go fly fishing for trout. And he didn't have to spend a lot of time teaching me how to do it. He said, you just do this. And I watched him do it once. I grabbed the pole, boom, boom, boom. I said, it really isn't as hard as they make it out to be. He goes, oh, no, no. Everybody thinks it's Hemingway. Everybody thinks it's a river run through it. Oh, you got to get it right where it is, or you're just not going to be lucky. Oh, blah, 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 blah. No, just cast it out there. If you don't catch anything there, cast somewhere else. If you don't catch anything, cast over there. Stay away from the trees if you can. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hey, it's a balancing act. I know. Balancing, okay, when am I going to apply for Medicare and when won't I? Well, the first thing you got to decide is, are you eligible? And if you were born in 1961, you're eligible. If you are getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts about it, you're eligible. But if you're confused, I'm here to make your life a lot easier about Medicare. One phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group. On the phone, call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group at 405-848-5790, and it'll be the best call you make of your if you're new to Medicare. And even if you're not new to Medicare, they can go over everything with you in person and come up with a program that will work for you, specifically for you. And after all, this is one of those things that is certain. You know, it's certain that you can't take it with you. And it's also certain Medicare will be here to provide for you as you need it. So you got to decide when you're willing to take it and when you're willing to make that call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. slow smoking meats for hours, and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, partly cloudy, low 69. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow. High of 89. Low of 70 tomorrow, Saturday, 80% chance of rain, Sunday, 79 for a high, Sunday, 83 for a high with 40% chance of rain and a high of 89. Right now, it is 89 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Any of the candidates for superintendent of education have caught your eye? And also, what do you think of changing attitudes when it comes to the LGBTQ community? We are also starting to see some movement when it comes to eating out. I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. At 11:30 a.m. on June 30, an activation signal went out on social media calling protesters and agitators to swarm Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey, an ICE detention facility that has become one of the nation's most contentious immigration battlegrounds. "Curfew is over. Back to Delaney," read the Instagram post, promoted by a fiery collection of anti-Israel Marxists and Democrat organizations. From Palestine Solidarity Working Group, Al-Awada, to Invisible and 50501 that have joined the tumultuous fight against ICE, Newark police and New Jersey state troopers over the weekend have been at it. Within minutes, the call to action spread through secret groups on Signal, an encrypted message platform, activating hundreds of ICE activists, anti-ICE activists, and secret monikers. It gathered information on the ground in Newark, in secret chat groups on Signal, and from scores of tax filings, strategy documents, and social media posts revealed the protests outside Delaney Hall are not organic, nor an outpouring of spontaneous rage. They are the result of years of strategic planning by a network of well-funded, well-organized groups that have once again exploded and exploited local controversy to wage a wider attack. The network behind the Delaney Hall protest includes about 100 groups, some of them big names like the ACLU, Invisible and Democratic Socialist of America, and others. Together, the organizations report collective annual revenues of about $825 million, approximately equal to the annual budget of Newark, New Jersey itself. 70 of the groups have received special designation as charities by the IRS, like 501c3s and 501c4s, 501c5s and 501c6. The tactics mirror the system deployed in Minneapolis earlier this year. Protest ICE actions, military experts say the operations resemble the tactics of an insurgency. Some of the actors are dressed as protesters. Some of the actors are dressed as paramedics, so that they can easily get in and out of some of these violent situations and egg on more protests. And some are even dressed as law enforcement, for which an additional illegality is assigned. So if you think these things are organic, if you think these things are actual outrage from actual people, That's not the case. And as we are learning more and more about what happened on January 6th of 2020, was it 2021? Well, we're learning that too. That was not an accident. That was carefully coordinated. Your thoughts as we continue on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's The Drive with Lee Matthews.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Kraft. A former Oklahoma City pastor set to stand trial on serious charges. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. American Airlines is temporarily cutting 4 nonstop flights out of LAX.
It's citing higher jet fuel prices due to the war in Iran. American is suspending nonstop flights from Los Angeles to Cleveland, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and Washington Dulles. It's also suspending service between Charlotte and Ontario and between Charlotte and Sacramento. The route suspensions take effect between August 5th and October the 5th. Impacted travelers will be offered alternate travel arrangements or refunds. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton is expected to plead guilty to a federal charge of retaining classified information. Prosecutors allege Bolton improperly kept and shared sensitive national security materials after leaving government service. Under a reported plea agreement, he would plead guilty to one count of retaining classified information. Sentencing will be determined by a federal judge. Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner is facing criticism over campaign donations from lobbyists and executives tied to industries he frequently targets on the campaign trail. Campaign finance records show contributions from individuals connected to pharmaceutical, technology, banking, and defense interests. Plattner has pledged to limit certain health care related donations and has returned at least one contribution, according to the report. His campaign has not publicly addressed the broader criticism.
The election is over, and while we wait for the ballots to be counted, there's work to be done.
If you showed your support for a candidate or ballot measure with yard signs, banners, or flags, the First Amendment allows you to keep them up. But your HOA and state law may require you to take them down. In California, you have 10 days post-election to remove outdoor election support, or you could face fines. And avoid the temptation to pull those signs not on your property, as that can get you a fine for trespassing, theft, or vandalism. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A former Oklahoma City pastor is now set to stand trial on serious charges. Prosecutors say Elmer Flores forced church members to live and work under his control. He now faces multiple counts of human trafficking and a sexual battery charge in addition. Flores has been in jail since his arrest in 2025 with a bond set at $250,000. He's scheduled to return to court later this month. A new law in Oklahoma will expand when people can use fireworks. The measure allows fireworks to be sold year-round and used on private property with certain conditions. Residents must still follow burn bans and notify local fire departments. The changes will take effect in time for the 4th of July this year, with officials saying the law is meant to give property owners more flexibility for celebrations. Safety rules will still apply. Dell City voters will decide on a public safety bond later this summer. $3 million proposal would fund new equipment for police and fire departments, with officials saying it could cost the average household about $10 a month. If approved, the bond would begin in 2027. The vote is scheduled for August 25th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Why are fewer and fewer Oklahomans eating out? I'll tell you as Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 and The Drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be 69. Tomorrow will bring intervals of sunshine, breezy conditions, and continued humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate cloud cover increasing along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. All while humidity remains, the low will be around 70. As for Saturday, it'll feature mostly cloudy skies, high humidity, and a few showers along with a thunderstorm. The high temperature will be 80. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Talking a little about the Superintendent of Education's debate that was held last night and anything that came of it. Of the seven candidates on the Republican side, I'm narrowed down to two. And I had a person ask me earlier in the program, and I'm just now realizing I didn't fully answer the question. But it was... Let's see. Well, oh, yeah, David said, Lee, I never heard had a chance to hear who you were voting for governor in a while. Well, David, I haven't really said. And the reason I haven't said is that there are so many in the field right now. I honestly haven't made up my mind. I'm leaning toward Jake Merrick just on principle. And that principle is Jake Merrick is the only one that has a list of things he wants to do. Here's what I want to do, and here's how I'm going to do it. The rest of the candidates are all imaging, and no, they don't have any substance to what they're saying. You know, one of the things that we run into on the Republican side is a reluctance to specifically line something out what you want to do, because when once you do that, you have laid out a program where people can attack. Oh, you want to do this? Oh, this is going to be terrible because of that, and so on and so forth. But that's what these political consultants do. They tell their candidates, don't say anything about what you want to do or how you want to do it. It's all about imaging. Show them what a good guy you are. Show them what a great warrior you were. But don't say what it is you want to do. Because once you do that, you've laid down an absolute and you've given up the opportunity to convince somebody who may not vote for you to vote for you. That's what the reasoning is. I say no. I say what you want to do and then own it. And then own why it's good. And you don't really need to look any further. You see, that's been that milquetoast country club Republican attitude that got us into so much trouble, us being the conservatives, in the 90s. A failure to sit down and say, this is what I want to do, and this is why I want to do it, and this is how I'm going to do it. It was just bumper stickers and platitudes. And now the situation seems to have flipped. You're only getting bumper stickers and platitudes from the Democrat side. The guy who is winning, Trump, is the one who says, I want to do this, this, and this, and this. And everybody's shocked and says, I can't believe you want to do this, this, and this. Why? Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, I want to do this, and this, and this. It'd be good for the country. And he's right. It has been. So your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The candidates for superintendent of education, Scott Pelley's connections to Oklahoma, getting to that in a minute, how the attitudes have changed about the LGBTQ community, and Mark Wayne Mullen holding his own against the representative from Houston. I was trying to decide whether or not I'm going to play that audio again. I think I might do it a little bit later on. But 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Yeah, Al Green. Al Green is who he was mopping the floor with. Let's stay together. Rudy writes, Lee, you've been talking about CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley and how he's traveled all over the world as a correspondent for 60 Minutes, covering the biggest stories of our time. Scott Pelley knows Oklahoma pretty well and visits often. Pelley has family in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Broken Arrow. His parents were born and raised in Pottawatomie County and were married near Maud. Oh, that's my old stomping ground. Pelley's wife and her family are from Northeast Oklahoma. Okay, I did not know that. You know, he's welcome to come back to his home state. I don't begrudge him that. I will tell you that I've learned since this whole thing fired up, Scott Pelley may have even planned this and staged the whole thing. Scott Pelley has not been happy since CBS hired a new executive producer, who then hired an executive producer for for 60 Minutes. CBS does not want to get sued again by Donald Trump. They have to pay Donald Trump a lot of money. And Donald Trump is not going to keep that money. He's going to use it for something against CBS. CBS gambled on the, we're going to report what we want to report when we want to report it. And if somebody sues, we'll stall them in court until they decide not to sue anymore. That's been the modus operandi of all the big companies. What they didn't count on was they basically turned their reporters loose, and the reporters didn't know what the reporters were unaware that someone would sue for libel or defamation of character and would win. I think I talked about this yesterday, how difficult it is to prove malice. When you're talking about a defamation of character suit, you have to prove that it was done on purpose, and it was done on purpose to make that person look bad. The only other person to have won a suit of that caliber was Carol Burnett against the National Enquirer. I don't know if you remember that. It was from the mid-80s. She went into a restaurant to meet a friend, and she was laughing and having a good time with that friend. And someone from the National Enquirer was sitting nearby taking notes and exaggerated it to the point where Carol Burnett was snot-slinging drunk, all but vomiting all over the carpet. Carol Burnett sued. Carol Burnett had enough friends that were there at the time to testify against the National Enquirer. And Carol Burnett won. And the National Enquirer, who was cocky and thought, you know, they had the license on anything they wanted to do, and they didn't worry about getting sued because they were how hard it is to prove defamation of character, well, they were forced to pay because they weren't going to take it any further and risk losing again. That's when it started. Donald Trump was able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that CBS News had edited a story to deliberately make him look bad. Now, CBS came back and said, well, sometimes we have to edit things down because they're too long, and we want to pick the most compelling parts of that particular interview. Well, then you shouldn't have had a clear record on email of one of the producers telling the other producer, yeah, cut this out, leave this in, because we don't want this bastard to look good. There was your proof. There was your intent. There was your malice. So CBS doesn't want that anymore. So they're revamping everything. revamping everything. Yesterday, I told you about how Stephen Colbert is out, and that whole time slot has been brokered. CBS doesn't even want to pay to produce something to be there anymore. CBS doesn't even want to contract with another production house to put in a TV show that is produced outside of CBS. CBS is just is selling it. Byron Allen, you can come in and you can put whatever you want in that slot, and you could even have the time to sell. And the more you sell that you keep yourself, go at it, big fella. It's basically a brokered contract. They've given control over to Byron Allen. And that's a better thing, because Byron Allen will produce better content than what Stephen Colbert was going to produce. But that's another example of CBS wants to get away from being sued again. And Stephen Colbert, and a lot of what Stephen Colbert was doing, was heading in that direction. So they've hired this new producer, and the new producer actually had not even had any words with Scott Pelley. When she first took over, she scheduled a meeting with all the people with 60 Minutes just to say, hello, I'm here, here's what I think, here's what we're going to be doing, excited to work with you. Scott Pelley didn't show up. So she tried again to have another meeting with Scott Pelley. This time Scott Pelley showed up with a bunch of his compatriots with him, and when given an opportunity to talk, he committed professional suicide. He basically said, you, 60 Minutes is dying, and you were sent here to kill it. And they all, yay, yay, yay. And she sat there, and she took it. And after it was all, okay, I understand. I'm sorry you feel that way. Meeting was over. She went and typed up his dismissal letter. And they've had that out all over. Basically, she said, look, you've made it very clear you don't want to be on this team. And since you don't want to be on this team, and then instead of bowing out nicely and saying you're sorry you can't be on this team, you chose two occasions to insult me and then go tell everybody else about it. So you are dismissed with cause, meaning whatever his contract held is null. They've got cause to dismiss him and to cut his contract. So he doesn't even get a severance. It's over. Out the door. Probably a police escort out the door. Or security escort out the door. Now, Scott Pelley will get picked up by somebody else. No problem. CNN will probably... And the thing about 60 Minutes is it used to be the paragon of journalism. It isn't anymore. It isn't any more than the New York Times is. Because it's irrelevant. Nobody is appointment watching on Sunday afternoon to see what's going to be on 60 Minutes. Oh, my goodness. Nobody has to. All of the reruns and all of the snippets of the most interesting parts will be on social media the next day. So I don't feel sorry for Scott Pelley. He thought he was going to go in there and be the cock of the walk, and that he was going to walk out, and that the 60 Minutes were not going to fire him because he's bigger than 60 Minutes. Well, I got news for you, Scott Pelley, and Megyn Kelly learned this, and so did Matt Lauer and Tucker Carlson. Ain't nobody bigger than the brand. That's something I learned the first 2 weeks I was in this business. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And I don't mind that Scott Pelley's from Oklahoma, and I might see him down at the Walmart. Sorry, I made a joke. You're not going to see Scott Pelley down at Walmart. He would be scared of, he'd be scared to scratch his Bentley. No. He'd be scared to scratch his Bentley. There we go. Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Randall.
Hey, Randall. Good to hear from you, sir. In Slapout?
Yeah. I haven't seen 60 Minutes since Andy Rooney left at his goodbye thing. That was 2011,
I tell you,
15 years ago.
They shouldn't have let him get away. You know what? They need to dig up Andy Rooney. No, really. Dig up Andy Rooney.
He was funny.
He was very funny. I would watch him a lot, and then he would put out a book every now and then, and I'd get his book.
Yeah, he was funny. Anyway, I haven't seen the CBS Evening News.
Neither have I.
In 2011, when Katie Couric left, I thought, well, I'm going to see how she's doing. But it's been 15 years. Anyway, whoever bought that, CBS has bought a horse carriage company. In 1900, the number one horse carriage company was Durant Dort. mm-hmm. in Flint, Michigan. And, of course, by 1924, they shut it down because, you know, these Model Ts were just a fad.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody under 30 that has watched any of these evening news things in ever. You know, they couldn't tell you who the anchor person was or, you know, it's, you know, what? Anyway, they were a big deal 30 years ago. Now they're not mm-hmm. important. You know, and I don't know why you would pay a anchor person $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever they pay.
They get triple digits, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know why you would. Mm-hmm. I don't pay any attention. I just figure it's propaganda. You know.
Well, that's the thing. It started out as being, okay, we are going to report on what is the, you know, we're going to be the paragon of journalism, and we're going to do it on Sunday evenings. That way, the next morning, all the other news programs have something to talk about, and they'll cross-promote us by talking about when Ronald Reagan showed up on 60 Minutes, here's what he had to say, and it'll be on all the other networks. And there was a way they cross-promoted themselves, and it was ingenious, don't get me wrong, but it was also at a time when you had limited resources for which you could get your news. And, Randall, you got to admit this as much as I do. I mean, just look back to 20 years ago, 25 years ago. We have more of the world at our fingertips now than we've ever had. We don't need to be told what's going on by 60 Minutes.
No, we can look at our phone and get a feed of something. Anyway, I was going to say, Edward R. Murrow, 70 years ago, he had, I think it was CBS Evening News. Anyway, it was 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then they went to 30 minutes. But and then, I don't remember, they had a bunch of news magazines. I don't even remember which ones, but they started.
Well, after 60 Minutes took off, ABC came along with 2020. I forget what it was on NBC. NBC had its, Dateline. Well, that came along a lot later. But 2020 then slowly evolved into kind of more of an entertainment-driven show anyway, because they weren't doing hard-hitting news. They were doing fluff pieces like the Glider Festival in Idaho and, you know, things like that.
Or the Albuquerque Festival, the
balloon.
Yeah,
the balloon festival. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, anyway, I don't know how they make a living or advertise it when, if you're under 30, you don't watch it.
No,
35
no.
or whatever.
And when you do, Randall, I don't know if you've noticed, when you do, it's depressing. All the advertisements are about constipation, erectile dysfunction, life insurance, supplemental health insurance. You know?
Well, if space aliens are watching our TV, they're going to go, what's the matter with these people?
Yeah.
Are they always sick?
Or
what's
horny?
What's going on? Or horny, or wannabe horny.
Or wannabe horny.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they're not going to come here. They're going to, we can find a better
planet. Ooh, this is an advanced society. We better learn from them.
Yeah, it is. Hey, keep up the great work.
You too, Randall. Glad you're listening, and thanks for calling in on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joe Biden sure bragged a lot about building back better, but he sure didn't have that much to show for it, did he? What has been built back better, right? Now, if you really want to build back better, you need somebody like my buddy Scott McCollum of McRoof doing that. I get callers to this program. We had one earlier this week that said, hey, I am so glad you turned me on to McRoof. I have a house that I got because I was homeless, and it's a Habitat for Humanity house, but they were able to come out and treat me right. And even when I didn't have enough money to cover it, they were able to point me in the right direction. And they can do the same thing for you. So rather than repeating the past failures, McRoof will be there to fortify your roof and to better handle whatever Oklahoma weather can throw at it. Give them a call, 405-877-7663. They talk things over with your insurance company, even though more and more and more they pay for less and you pay for more with your higher deductible. But they will make sure you're not getting screwed by the insurance company either. McRoof. McRoof.us, 405-877-7663, powered by RoofRx, and saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma homes. one roof at a time.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's back. Ford employee pricing for everyone on every new Ford. That means you qualify for the same low price a Ford employee would pay for your new Ford. And that's any new Ford. Don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and find out what we mean when we say we'll beat any deal regardless. We mean from Woodward, Oklahoma to Fort Smith, Arkansas, from Wichita, Kansas to Wichita Falls, Texas. We'll beat any deal, no matter where it's from, regardless. But here's one that most dealers can't beat. Employee pricing for everyone. You pay what we pay and not one penny more. It's available right now at Stevens Ford, but Stevens Ford takes it a step further. Just bring us a certified offer from any dealer on a new Ford and we'll beat it. Ford employee pricing. American value for American values. And remember, at Stevens Ford and Enid, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the New Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah, when you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long and not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I've talked to the Secretary of Interior. So it's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you're failing.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the New Freedom 96.9.
We would like to hear what Adam Wyden and Jeffrey Epstein talked about. Your son's largest investment position was Rick's Cabaret. So did your son and Jeffrey Epstein talk about pole dancing as he begged him for money using your limited credibility?
That is Scott Bissent, the Secretary of the Treasury. You know, he can dish it out and he can take it. Yesterday, he was dishing it out to Senator Wyden, who kept badgering Bissent about his relationship with the president and if there was a connection to Epstein. And he said, oh, well, we know that your son is connected to Epstein. Dishing it out as well as he can take it. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews. Gordon writes, Lee, we Oklahomans love our cars and trucks. You're right about that. We like being in control even more. But the commuter trains would just cause more congestion. I agree, Gordon. I think they would. And again, everything I've read about them and in other cities comparable. Well, first of all, cities of ours, comparable cities, cities comparable to our size. Let's pick Milwaukee. Let's pick New Orleans. New Orleans is somewhat smaller in population now, but at one point it was. All right, New Orleans has streetcars, but they've had streetcars since 1900. The same streetcars since 1900, in fact. that they built themselves and have upkept themselves. All right, Milwaukee doesn't have a commuter rail. It just has buses. And if anybody should have a commuter rail, it should be Milwaukee because of their proximity to Chicago and Detroit. But the two big no's when it comes to commuter rail in Oklahoma to me are, number one, we're not big enough with a big enough commuter population. Number two, there's always an alternate route. So even when you do come up to a traffic snag, there's a way around it that is not going to cost you that much time. And number three, most of the people like to drive their own car and their own freedom. 405-608-4377. More coming up.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the U.S. will win the Iran war one way or another, either militarily or through negotiations. His comments come as reports continue to conflict over the status and progress of the U.S.-Iran peace talks. President Trump announced roughly $700 million in federal support for the coal industry, including $425 million through the Department of War for 13 coal-fired power plants in 9 states.
We will protect 14 coal plants and 42 coal mines, a tremendous number, and build 2 new coal plants and 1 massive new export terminal because we're exporting coal.
The administration says the move will bolster domestic energy production and coal jobs.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 874 points. The S&P 500 added 30 points. The NASDAQ lost 23 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A former Oklahoma City pastor is now set to stand trial on serious charges. Prosecutors say Elmer Flores forced church members to live and work under his control. He now faces multiple counts of human trafficking and a sexual battery charge in addition. Flores has been in jail since his arrest in 2025 with a bond set at $250,000. He's scheduled to return to court later this month. A new law in Oklahoma will expand when people can use fireworks. The measure allows fireworks to be sold year-round and used on private property with certain conditions. Residents must still follow burn bans and notify local fire departments. The changes will take effect in time for the 4th of July this year, with officials saying the law is meant to give property owners more flexibility for celebrations. Safety rules will still apply. Dell City voters will decide on a public safety bond later this summer. $3 million proposal would fund new equipment for police and fire departments, with officials saying it could cost the average household about $10 a month. If approved, the bond would begin in 2027. The vote is scheduled for August 25th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, We must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. You remember that jingle? How about this one? L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A. Or how about this one? See the USA in your Chevrolet. And you can do so on Route 66 and from the Frontier Auto Group. One of their big sales is with Chevrolet. And they're a family-oriented business right there in El Reno at El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at their new roundabout. Just minutes from Oklahoma and anywhere you are. Big service department, too. Many of the people working at the service department at Frontier for the over the past 20 years. So you're talking to the same people who will be there each time. And if you look for the car you want online, then make an appointment to see them in person. They will have that car ready for you to do a test drive. It's all about one-on-one. It's all about authenticity. And it's all about Chevrolets and other brands from Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49 you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
DHS Director Mark Wayne Mullen made Representative Al Green's head explode in an all-out colossal meltdown. Got that coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. The low will be 69. Tomorrow will bring intervals of sunshine, breezy conditions, and continued humidity with the possibility of a thunderstorm. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate cloud cover increasing along with a few showers and a thunderstorm. All while humidity remains, the low will be around 70. As for Saturday, it'll feature mostly cloudy skies, high humidity, and a few showers along with a thunderstorm. The high temperature will be 80. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I thought to bag it up.
Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And L. Matthews at freedom969.com, the email address. Secretary of Homeland Security Mark Wayne Mullen told a House committee on yesterday that training standards for new immigration and customs enforcement recruits will be restored this summer, a point of contention since the Trump administration surged hiring last year. Mullen was asked on Wednesday when the department would revert back to its 72-day training requirement and when his department would revert, and rather than the 42 accelerated program. Critics have praised the concerns that the shorter program left agents unprepared as President Trump's mass deportation campaign kicked into high gear. He said they had to rewrite the curriculum, but they will be back to the regular standards. He also testified on Capitol Hill this week for the first time since his confirmation at a critical time for the State Department. When Al Green,
let's stay together,
had his turn to ask questions, Well, he used that opportunity to really bumble his way into calling Mark Wayne Mullen a racist, or at least that's the way it sounded.
A racist, Mr. Secretary, would do what happened to Rudy.
Are you calling me a racist?
A racist.
I'm asking a question.
Reclaiming my time, asking to shut up.
That's a pretty...
Shut up. It's my time.
I'm not going to let anybody call me a racist, Chairman.
Yeah, he wasn't going to sit there and let him call him a racist. Now, you didn't see this, but what Al Green was doing had these big pictures of an ICE agent taking somebody into custody. He also had a big picture of Donald Trump. So I think what he was trying to say is that Donald Trump is a racist, and these are his racist stormtroopers taking brown people into custody because they are brown people. Well, Mark Wayne Mullen wasn't going to let that happen. He stopped them. He stopped him right in his place. You saw how mad he got. Shut up. Shut up. It's my time. You see, when they have these hearings, a lot of times it is just political kabuki theater. They're using it as an opportunity to get sound bites, to get their sound bites out there. And so, I mean, they tried it with Rubio yesterday, and the way you take it is you point back at it and make it look as foolish as it is, as foolish as the question is, instead of seriously taking it into consideration and seriously trying to answer it. You don't. You just throw it back at him. And Mark Wayne Mullen was saying, I'm not going to sit here and be called a racist. Scott Bissett yesterday was trying to answer questions. They kept saying, he won't answer the question. No, you're not letting me answer the question. You're filibustering your time to get your sound bites out. Now, if you really want an answer, here's the answer. I'll give it to you. May not be the answer you want. Anyway, back to Al Green and his little hissy fit. Al Green represents a district that was carved out of Houston, and it's since been redistricted, and he's lost the primary. He isn't even going any further than the primary. And the only thing he has ever had is race baiting. He's been race baiting worse than Jesse Jackson. Race baiting almost worse, I guess I would say worse, than Al Sharpton. But this has come down to a focal point for me. You heard him. He had no legitimate questions to ask Mark Wayne Mullen. He was just trying to make it seem like ICE is going around randomly, unconstitutionally, arresting brown people and black people. And that's not the case. ICE is arresting people with criminal records that just so happen to be here illegally. That's not racism. That's nationalism. But nobody cares about racism anymore anyway. You know why? Because the likes of Al Green have used it so much, it's lost its sting. The malice has been drained from that accusation. And this also funnels down to the current Democrat Party right now. The current Democrat Party has no direction, has no platform, has no issue other than if you don't agree with us, you're a racist or a homophobe or a misogynist. And they've been using these words so much, nobody cares anymore. The other thing is the outrage. He was trying to, Al Green was trying to create outrage. And he was hoping that it would create a soundbite that could then be picked up by television stations in his district and outrage people even more. So he was trying to manufacture outrage, which is all these ICE protests are doing anyway, trying to manufacture outrage. Because they don't have anything else. When you hear them screaming and moaning and stuttering and stammering, it's because they don't have any ideas anymore. All they have is outrage. All they have is emotionalism. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews with Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lonnie writes, Lee, no incentives, no wind, no solar, nothing. I think it all needs to go away. I agree, Lonnie. I don't know about the data centers, but I agree with you on that. Patrick writes, Lee, Gettner Drummond has no business trying to stop the aluminum smelter in Inola. It's a big deal for new, much-needed business in Oklahoma that brings jobs and, shall I say, more tax money. I'm not sure why Gettner Drummond is being a donkey's rear end about this. He doesn't like the fact that the UAE has a majority share and said not, and he said that for one thing. Though they, the UAE, told our president they agreed to put a lot of money into business projects in the United States, and they are trying. This isn't China doing this. And anyway, Gettner Drummond needs to stay in his AG lane. The Supreme Court of Oklahoma should allow the ballot petition to reduce or remove property taxes, or they're acting like the British government before the Revolutionary War. Citizens should be able to vote to end certain taxes or reduce them on a vote by us, the free citizens of the state. Remembering it's supposed to be government by the people and for the people. Wow, you have a big lineup of great topics today, Lee. Thank you, Patrick, and thank you for writing in. I agree with you. I don't agree with you necessarily that we should be voting on everything, because then that would be mob rule. And if the mob decides that you don't get your house, you don't get your grass, your lawn, and kicks you out, well, then that's the way it's going to be. Remember, in a republic, that's why we have representation, where your property rights are valued. Now, those property rights are not valued if you've already paid for that property and you're continually being taxed for no reason by the state. That's another topic we brought up yesterday, and that's another one I'm not going to let go of until we see more about it. Oklahoma Supreme Court heard oral arguments on it yesterday. What the arguments they heard was whether or not it should be on the ballot. It wasn't whether or not it should be. It was whether or not it should be on the ballot. And the argument is that the issue of taxation should be one that is brought up and voted upon by the legislature, not the people of Oklahoma. And to a certain extent, that's correct. But Oklahoma's Constitution provides that even the legislature can put something on the ballot for the people to vote upon if they want to. Just like if I want something on the ballot, I can go and get your signature and a bunch of my other friends and neighbors' signatures and get it on the ballot with the right amount of signatures. So the Oklahoma Constitution is like that because it wanted to provide the people with one more shot at being able to get something done if the legislature chose not to. And thus far, the legislature has chosen not to touch property taxes. And the same with the OTA. The legislature has chosen not to do anything to the OTA. Now, when it comes to the OTA, I think that is because a lot of businesses in Oklahoma are making a lot of money off of the turnpikes. From a concrete company to a surveying company to a construction company to a little mom-and-pop convenience store that just so happens to be at the very end of that tolled exit ramp. A lot of people are making money off the turnpikes, and that's the biggest reason they don't want to get rid of them or fold them into ODOT. So that's why that's not going to go away. But as far as property taxes, that goes to the schools. Much of it goes to community college. Well, you presumably after you've paid for your own home, you wouldn't need somebody in community college. So your tax money shouldn't therefore go to it, if you ask me. It's more U.S. constitutional and property rights constitutional to not continue to have somebody pay their property taxes after they have already paid for the goods. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Damien.
Hi, Damien. Where are you, if anywhere?
We're in Henrietta.
All right. What is on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you more about data centers because that's kind of a topic that's discussed more and more.
Okay.
I'm personally pro-data center. And I was just wondering, like, what would you propose we could do to kind of make our voices heard with having more of them built in the state?
Well, do you happen to live in a community where there is one coming in?
Yeah, kind of in Henrietta. There's kind of some talks about it, but like a lot of members of my community are very against it.
Yeah.
You
need to pay attention to when they're going to have a public meeting about it and attend that public meeting. And if you can, if there's a speaker's list, try to get on that speaker's list so you can state the pros of what it will be all about. And you know what people are scared of, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
They're scared of A, the power grid, B, the water table, C, their property taxes. Those are the big three.
Right. So how do I convince them about like the pros, like the specific pros I should mention?
Well, have you got any examples of, hey, it came into this community and these good things happened? For instance, can you look into the Google Center in Pryor and see the before and after that you can maybe present that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The Google server in Pryor, Oklahoma, and they just expanded it. They're talking about expanding the Stillwater one as well. And from what I understand, it brought in a lot of extra tax revenue for Pryor schools that they weren't getting. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? If you are still listening, Damien, your telephone sucks. You sounded to me like you were talking to me through a culvert. But, yeah, those are the things that you can do. Attend a public meeting. Have an answer about taxes. You can say to people, yes, tax rates may go up, but we're going to be generating so many more taxes for the community from that data center. As far as the water table, they recycle their own water, from what I understand. The power grid, that's something that's going to be kind of dicey. I don't have a problem with a stipulation on data centers coming to my community that they provide a plan for how they are going to go about not tapping into our power grid and making our power more expensive or using more of the power to where we can't use it in our households. And then finally, the big argument against is noise pollution, because a lot of data centers have backup generators. So what they might do is they might fire up the generators at a certain time of day when a lot of power is being used on the power grid, so they don't tap into that power grid. So morning drive, afternoon drive, and evenings, they may be running those things. And if it's near you, it might be very loud. Now, I have also heard from people in the oil industry who use these types of generators to run rigs and run all of the equipment out at a remote site where an oil rig is being put in, where an oil well's being drilled or repiped or whatever, that they aren't that loud at all. In fact, they're amazingly quiet. So you can probably add that to your list, or maybe look up what kind of generator that is that the oil industry uses, because that's the kind they will be using. Now, I'm not, and don't misunderstand me, Damien, I'm not against data centers. If I lived in a small town and a data center were coming, I think I would be a little uneasy, but not a lot uneasy. Because what else can your town offer to the industrial age? And at some point, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to get on this train that is artificial intelligence, or are you going to let it run over you? The little town I grew up in, 9 ways from Sunday, up and down, refused to have what's called a fête dodo, a street dance, during their harvest festival. Because the Downtown Merchants Association were worried everybody would get drunk and start smashing their windows. And you couldn't tell them anything different, because all of the surrounding towns would have a street dance as part of the harvest festival. And there would not be high crime. You got to have police presence, but there would not be high crime. Nope, they wouldn't have anything to do with it. Nope. Well, each and every one of those old school downtown merchants in my old hometown are out of business and dead. Their business is dead, and they are dead. Because a big box store came to town with a very big parking lot. And when the organizers of the Harvest Festival came to them and said, hey, can we have a street dance in your parking lot? The big box store said, of course you can. And the big box store got all the extra business from all those people who were not only coming to the street dance, but maybe needed to pick up an item or two before they went home. So it's possible, as when you're living in a small town, to keep saying no and then your little town is going to die. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive. It's been my experience. It's been a lot easier to block unwanted phone calls and unwanted spam that's coming through to your phone. But somehow, some way, all of these providers that want you to hop on board Medicare through them can still get through. And if you're getting those phone calls, those emails, and those texts, well, I can tell you were born in 1961 and you are eligible for Medicare. So ignore all that noise that's trying to confuse you anyway, and go with the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, best call you could make if you are new to Medicare. And the team at the Well-Preserved Well-Preserved Advisory Group will get together and come up with a plan that will work for you. 405-848-5790, they're right here in Oklahoma, and they're here to deal with you the way Oklahomans deal with each other, one-on-one. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. After all, the government goes out of its way to make it more complicated. Simplify it with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are. And new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Oklahoma state government is broken. Scandals have rocked our state, and we're the ones paying the price. Cindy Byrd earned our trust as state auditor by reporting billions in waste, fraud, and abuse that others covered up. Now, Cindy Byrd is asking for your vote for state treasurer. She'll protect our tax dollars, expose corruption, and invest wisely on behalf of Oklahomans. Cindy Byrd, a fiscal hawk Oklahoma trusts. Cindy Byrd for treasurer.
Authorized and paid for by Cindy Byrd for Oklahoma Treasurer 2026.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Eric Erickson in Oklahoma City. I'm coming to see you in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. But right now, we got a lot of news to cover this week. The world continues to be insane. The situation in Iran continues to fester. And my job is to get you through the headlines and all the breaking news right here on Freedom 96.9. And I will take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see here. National economic leaders have said consumers are making changes with how they're spending their money. And we're starting to see it right here in Oklahoma. The new state chamber survey showed that high prices are already causing many Oklahomans to cut back on restaurants and takeout. The chamber surveyed 645 Oklahomans in May and found that 70% of respondents said higher prices have caused them to cut back on eating at restaurants and ordering takeout. It includes 32% who said they've cut back a lot, 38% said they've cut back just some. National surveys from the conference board showed that a majority of Americans have said the same thing. In a special session of last month's surveys, two-thirds of consumers said inflation is causing them to cut back their spending. I also think it's become a lot easier to make restaurant-quality food at home, a lot cheaper, a lot tastier, and with less waste. With sous vide cookers, vacuum sealers, Gosney pizza ovens, and all those other new gadgets that are out. It's a lot easier for you to make a meal that is as good, if not better, than what you would get when you eat out. That's been my thing. And I'd rather do it at home and not have to put up with the hassles of undercooked meal or a wine that doesn't taste particularly very good. Then again, I also still enjoy eating out whenever I can. Joe Pags is coming up next. Join us for Aaron Brillbeck tomorrow and the First Responder Friday feature.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.